Hey there, gorgeous souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs, especially when those downs feel like they're swallowing you whole. Ever feel like you're caught in a cycle of shame and guilt, even when you're trying your best to recover from depression? You're not alone, trust me. Today, we're diving headfirst into this murky water because sometimes the hardest battles are fought within ourselves. Let's get real. Depression is tough enough without adding layers of shame and guilt on top. It's like carrying around an extra backpack filled with bricks while you're already trying to climb a mountain. You know that feeling when you think, I should be doing better, or why am I so messed up? Well, those whispers are the enemy, my friends, and it's time we silence them. Today, we are focusing on 5 key takeaways that can help us kick shame and guilt to the curb. 1. Recognize it's not your fault. This one might feel counterintuitive, but seriously, depression isn't a character flaw or a sign of weakness. It's a complex illness, often triggered by a combination of genetic predisposition, life experiences, and even brain chemistry. Imagine your mind is a computer sometimes it needs a tune-up or even a whole system reboot. Shaming yourself for struggling with this is like blaming your phone for dropping its battery when you haven't charged it in days. 2. Separate your actions from your illness. Depression can mess with our actions, our thoughts, and even our motivations. There will be times when you make choices that wouldn't typically align with your values or goals. But remember, these actions don't define you as a person. They are symptoms of the illness, not evidence of who you are at your core. Think about it like this. Imagine someone battling a terrible cold. They might cough, sneeze, and feel awful, but that doesn't make them a bad person. 3. Practice self-compassion. This is huge, guys. Imagine talking to a dear friend who's struggling with depression. Would you berate them? Of course not. You offer understanding, support, and a listening ear. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion. Remember those gentle words you would use for someone else. Now use them for yourself. 4. Focus on progress, not perfection. Recovery from depression is a journey, not a race. There will be good days, bad days, and everything in between. Instead of aiming for perfection, which is impossible, by the way, celebrate even the smallest victories. Did you get out of bed today? Take that as a win. Did you manage to have a conversation with someone? Another victory. Focus on moving forward, one step at a time. 5. Seek professional help. You are not alone in this battle. There are incredible therapists, counselors, and psychiatrists who are trained to help you navigate these complex emotions. Don't hesitate to reach out for support. It's a sign of strength, not weakness. Remember that time when you're insert relatable scenario where someone felt shame or guilt related to depression recovery. Maybe you canceled plans because you didn't feel up to socializing, or perhaps you lashed out at someone when you were feeling overwhelmed. You know those moments, the ones that make us want to hide under the covers and disappear. Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all have those experiences. And here's the thing. Those moments don't define you. They are simply a part of your journey. By practicing self-compassion, recognizing that depression is an illness, and focusing on progress rather than perfection, you can start to heal from the shame and guilt that might be holding you back. So remember this. You are worthy of love, support, and understanding, even when things get tough. And just like a broken bone heals with time and care, your heart and mind will too. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need it, a friend, family member, or even that anonymous internet stranger who seems like they could use a little extra love. And let me know in the comments what resonated with you most. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.